Hello, we are not available now. Please leave your name and phone number after the beep. We will return your call.
Hi, Greg. Nicole, Bank of Cardiff. You had requested information on our working capital program. I wasn't sure if you wanted to call back today or tomorrow, so I thought I would reach out. But you can reach me directly.
Hello?
Hi, it's Greg.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Good. It looks like you had a requested information on our working capital program.
Yes, I did.
Okay. Is this still a good time for you?
Yeah, no, it's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, I actually just sent that in like 2 minutes ago.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah. And this is is it pronounced Muzika?
Yeah, Muzika.
Muzika Restorations.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Perfect. And you're still at that 17 Surrey Drive address in Northford?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. Perfect. So we do have a few different programs here. Was there something specific you were looking to use the funds for?
Well, yeah, I was looking for some, well, actually some taxes and some working capital. I'm trying to actually build a little bit to try to possibly hire another person, and I have some bigger jobs bid on coming up.
Okay.
So it's kind of mostly, I guess, a working capital type of thing.
Okay. And what does the business do exactly?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Oh, what does the business do?
Oh, I'm construction, home remodeling.
Okay. And how long have you had the business?
Since 2009.
Okay. Perfect. And how's everything going so far?
It's going all right.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, I got a bunch coming up, put a bunch of bids out there, and, you know, consistently working, and I had a little rough time in patch in August. That's kind of one, you know, that's left over from July busy and then transition to the fall, so.
Okay. And is fall typically busy for you?
Yeah, normally it's a big crunch time before winter hits, so.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect. Did you have an amount in mind you were looking for?
I was trying to see, if you know, it started around 20,000.
Okay. Perfect. And what did the business do for gross revenue last year, and what are you on track to do this year?
Last year is approximately 175.
Okay.
For gross. This year, approximately about the same. Maybe I'm looking about, I think, 150 to 175. And that's, you know, depends if we, the final 3 months of the year, once again, ton of bids out there. So
yeah,
it might be even better.
Okay. Perfect. Do you have any working capital loans currently?
I have a day pay loan right now.
Do you know who that's with?
With QuickBridge Funding.
Oh, QuickBridge, okay.
Yeah.
Is that a pretty short term?
Yes, it's done in 4 months.
Oh, okay. And what is the balance on that loan?
About $18,000.
Okay. All right. And did you just take that one out recently?
Yeah, about 3 months ago.
Okay. And what was the original loan amount on that one?
$20,000.
$20,000, okay.
Yeah.
All right. And did you have a time frame for getting the funding?
Well, no, I mean, it's, you know, I don't have to have it tomorrow. I was just looking to see in the next couple of weeks if that's possible. And
okay.
So I'd like to possibly go into October, knowing how I can possibly, if I can hire somebody or.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, how that can work out.
Okay. Perfect. And then are you the sole owner of the business?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. So typically for this particular program, because we offer equipment financing and we can do the working capital loans as well.
Yep.
So for the working capital loans, we usually lend about 10 to 15% of the yearly gross revenue.
Okay.
So right now, because you have that existing balance, it's hard for us, because typically what we want to do is, if you have a balance with somebody, we'd like to pay it off and give you a new loan that's a longer term, you know, maybe a year and a half, something like that. You can do the shorter term, but most people want something a little bit longer. So
that's kind of what I was looking for, something a little bit longer term.
Yeah. So I don't think we would be able to pay that loan off, but I think what we'd be able to do is, if you just needed kind of like a little bit of a cushion for some upcoming projects, we might be able to do something in a second position where we wouldn't touch the existing loan. Okay. And I don't know what they'll approve you for. Maybe around maybe $10,000 or so.
Okay.
Because it's a second position, it won't get approved as much as a first position. But I think, you know, we could potentially get you some additional funding and get you through the next few months. And then when the balances come down on both loans, look at refinancing it into something that would be a longer term.
Gotcha. Okay. Now, what do you think
would be helpful?
Yeah, on what you're talking about, would that be, you know, kind of like what I have now, though, you know, like a payday, or not a payday, but a daily payment type of loan?
Well, we have daily, weekly, and monthly.
Okay.
But that's typically on our first positions. And I have some second positions that are weekly, so I would have to request it and see if we get approved for it. If not, it would be daily. Just because of the nature of the loan being in a second position. But most of our first position loans will be weekly, possibly monthly, and they are the longer terms out too. Could be a couple of years or so.
Right, yeah, but that's where it would be an issue, because with QuickBridge, I'm not allowed actually, you know, legally to get another payday or daily payment type of loan.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So
they put that in their agreement?
Yes.
Now, what if it's a weekly approval?
It didn't say anything about that. It said about the daily payment.
Okay. Okay. And what happens if you were to take that loan?
Well, good question. I guess I really never read into that part of it.
Thing.
I just saw that. I saw that wording that, you know, not allowed to, you know, to look into a daily payment loan.
Yeah. I mean, are they just saying, you know, we're going to slap you on the wrist, we just don't want you to take one, or are there is there some type
like a
of...
penalty or something?
Yes.
I would have to look into that.
Okay. Well, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to email you what we would need to issue an approval.
Okay.
And what we can look at is see if we get a weekly approved, and then what you can also look at and see what that fine print says.
Gotcha.
You know, if they're just requesting that you don't do it. We work with a lot of clients who do the second positions, and I've never really seen anything happen in terms of them saying not to take one and then they actually took one. So,
gotcha. Yeah, I truly
read it. And
I don't remember there being anything that I read that is like, oh my God, I can't do that. But I'm just I got to go back to my paperwork and I can look that up. Obviously, easy
mm-hmm.
enough, but
yeah.
But that's if you can email me that, and, I'll look up my part of it and.
Perfect.
Okay.
So I'll send that, and I have the Musica Restorations at Comcast.net.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I'll email you what we need. If you have any questions, let me know. And then, just read what it says. It might just be like a, you know, preference, you know, we
right.
prefer
gotcha.
You not take that. But
yep.
a lot of times they can't, tell someone that they can't take another loan out. But, you know,
yeah,
it depends
well,
on what it
sense.
Says.
Right. And also,
yeah.
If you had to call me, my mobile number is the better number, just because the 484, the number you just called on, I just happened to be in the office at that point.
Oh, okay.
A lot of times I'm not in the office. My mobile number is better.
Yeah. Perfect. I will make a note of that.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'll send this over shortly.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.